Morning, gentlemen. We're here on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, really coming close, very close to the end of the perek. The Mishnah says, "Mazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos." This is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we're going to ask a few questions about this mitzvah. Is it a separate mitzvah? Is it part of a larger mitzvah? Why is it balelos? Does everybody agree it's balelos? What's the machlokas, whether it is balelos or not balelos? How is this mitzvah different than Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? And why is this mitzvah so significant? So in order to study that, we're going to go through the Gemara Mirtz Hashem at the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, maybe going on to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and then I want to share with you and really plow through this beautiful Yahrzeit Drasha that my Rebbe gave probably 50, 60 years ago on Gimel Shvat, on the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and its relationship to Kriyat Shema. So really this is going to tie together a lot of what we've been discussing, and I'm very excited about it. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ani kiven shivim shana v'lo zachisi sheti omer Yetzias Mitzrayim balelos. He had an intuitive feeling that Yetzias Mitzrayim should be applicable not just during the day, but obligatory even by night. He didn't have the proof for it. He didn't have the precedent to rely on. Ad shedarsha ben zoma shenemar leman tizkar yom seischa meretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. And what do we do with the extra word kol? Yemei chayecha yomim kol yemei chayecha halelos. That's according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoma. The Chachamim Omrim, they have a different drasha. Yemei chayecha olam hazeh, kol yemei chayecha lahavi limos hamashiach. There's a very, very important Rashi here on this Mishnah. I would like to deliberately leave the Rashi for a few minutes down the line. I don't usually do that. But I think after we see the Rambam, that Rashi becomes so much more meaningful to us. Let's take a look at the Gemara itself. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar lehem ben zoma lechachamim. You have a drasha chachamim of kol yemei chayecha. And that's going to include Yemos HaMashiach. V'chiba azkirin yitzias mitzrayim Yemos HaMashiach. We have a pasuk to prove that at the end of the day, when Mashiach will come, there will not be a mitzvah of yitzias mitzrayim, of remembering mitzrayim. There'll be something that will, in a sense, overshadow yitzias mitzrayim, an even greater geula, a greater redemption. Halo kvar nemar, the pasuk says, hine yomim ba'im nu mashem v'lo yomru od chai Hashem v'lo yomru od. Those are the key three words you want to emphasize. V'lo yomru od chai Hashem asher hela es b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. We will not speak about the greatness of God and sing His praises for having taken us out, the redemption, the exodus from Eretz Mitzrayim, ki im, but rather we will substitute Chai Hashem asher hela v'asher hevi as zera beis Yisrael me Eretz Tzafona u'mikol harotzos asher hidachtim sham. And then the pasuk continues and says v'yoshvu al admosam. So this is the day that we all pray for, that we wait for, and we have great anticipation. And on that day, we will substitute a different kind of shevach to thank Hashem and praise Hashem for the ultimate geula, and that's going to replace the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in any event, it's very explicit in the pasuk that we will not mention Yetzias Mitzrayim later on at the end of time. Amru lo, the Chachamim say that's not a kasha. The word kol indeed tells me even limos hamashiach. And in the light of the drasha kol, lahavi limos hamashiach, we have to reinterpret the pasuk in Yirmiyah. And what does Yirmiyah mean when he says, lo yomru od, lo shete oker yitzias mitzrayim imakoma? He doesn't mean literally, lo yemar od, it will not be recited, it will not be mentioned. but rather sometimes when the pasuk says lo yirai od, lo yikare od, or lo yomru od, it really means that it will become secondary. Now it's primary, in the future it will become secondary. Lo sheteyakir yitzis mitzrayim im koma, elo shetehei shibud malchius ikar v'yitzias mitzrayim tofelo. That although now our primary praise to Hashem for the Exodus, for the redemption, is the redemption from Mitzrayim, but ultimately our primary praise to Hashem will be for the Shibud Malchus, means the ultimate Geula, and Yitzias Mitzrayim v'tofel. Interesting, it doesn't say in the words of the Chachom and Mishnah, L'rabos Yimos HaMashiach, because L'rabos Yimos HaMashiach would imply perhaps that Yimos HaMashiach would be Tafel, would be secondary. When you have a ribui, there's the Iker and the Nisrabe. Oh no, according to the Chachamim, Lahavi Yimos HaMashiach, Lahavi means the Iker will be Yimos HaMashiach. That's going to be the primary focus of our praise. It doesn't mean, however, says the Chachamim, to undermine the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That mitzvah will continue to exist. And where did the Chacham find a precedent that lo yeomer od or lo yikare od means it won't be primary, it'll be secondary? Lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov ki im Yisrael yishmecha. Hashem gives Yaakov the name Yisrael. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. However, we find that even after this pasuk, which is in Perek Lamed Hey in Sefer Breishis, throughout Tanakh, the name of Yaakov Avinu still remains. It's still mentioned in Tanakh. Can you imagine it? Oh. And Lo Sheyoker Shem Yaakov Bimkomo, Ela Yisrael Ikar Yaakov Tofilo. Okay, there are many other proofs here, but that's what we have now. So let's just summarize what we know up until this point. The Mishnah records a machlokas between, on the one hand, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Ben Zoma, they both maintain that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim applies both by day and by night. And the word kol yimei chayecha comes to include Laila. However, they reject the drush of kol yimei chayecha l'rabos l'havi l'mos ha-mashiach, because the pasuk says lo yomru od, and that is mafkia, that is oker the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at the end of time, after the Gula Asida. The Chacham, on the other hand, only have Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom. They don't have Yetzias Mitzrayim by Laila. And the extra word kol is coming to include the Ikar Mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at the end of time, at the Achris HaYom in the time of Mashiach, which is going to be the Zechira of the Shibud Malchius of the Geula Asida, the ultimate Geula. I just want to point out one thing, that I think according to the Chachamim, we have to redefine the mitzvah. When you read the Mishnah says, Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if you take a look in all the Rishonim, in all the Achronim, in all the Poskim, they define this mitzvah as Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is an accurate description, an accurate name for this mitzvah, according to Ben Zoma, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But that's not an accurate name for the mitzvah, according to Chachamim. I mean, could we paskin like Ben Zoma? We paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? But according to Chachamim, how would you redefine the mitzvah? Not Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather what? Don't all answer once. It's how I trade call. The mitzvah is Zechiras HaGeulah. And how does that actually take form and shape? L'maisa, what concrete form, how do we express and fulfill this mitzvah of Zechiras HaGeulah? And the answer is depends. Correct. The Zechiras HaGeulah means that as long as we have only one Geulah, we mention that one Geulah. Once the second Geulah, the ultimate Geulah, becomes a reality, then the mitzvah of Zechiras HaGeulah takes on a broader form. In fact, I would suggest the following. This is a little bit way out. I'd like to hear what the rabbi from Unzi would say about this, but let me just suggest the radical chiddush here, that if you take a look in the Yotzros I don't know, not too many of us say the Yotzos, but if you do say Yotzos for Parshas HaChodesh, which comes right before Pesach, you will see there that the Paiton speaks about Shir Chadosh U Midrashim Chadoshim Niranidos Vasenu B'Shibud Malchis, Lacher Shibud Malchis. And it's very strange because the Rambam in the Yud Gimel Ikrim says that mitzvos don't change. You know, mitzvos are unchangeable. And yet the Paiton speaks about new midrashim and new songs of praise that we're going to sing at the time of Mashiach. And perhaps we can reinterpret the mitzvah, define it, not as Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but at least according to Chachamim, as Zechiras HaGeula. And another question I want to ask, and don't quote me on this, this is off the record, but there's a fundamental machlokas between Chabad and Brisk on one issue. Chabad will encourage mitzvos in order to bring the geula. I don't know if we have any Lubavitchers here in the audience, you don't want to admit it, your closet, okay. But in Lubavitch, for example, they would encourage young girls to light Shabbos candles, and they would encourage the mitzvah stuck in a certain way, all because these mitzvahs have a very great school of power to bring about Mashiach.
Free the sparks.
What do you say, what do they do?
Free the sparks.
To free the sparks, okay. But you should know that in Brisk, they were very much opposed to this, because they felt that we do a mitzvah because we're commanded to do the mitzvah, and that's it, period. You don't make cheshbonos, you don't make calculations. Will we bring about the gula? Will we not bring about? That's none of your business. Bahari kavshi rachman alamali. That's, you have to do the mitzvahs. Mind the mifkadas, aso. So the kasha they all ask on Brisk is that on the Leil HaSeder, we get involved in the mitzvah of hachnosas orchim. That's how we kick off the Seder. We say, kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. And the Beis HaLevi, who's like the father of Brisk, Rabbi Yoshe Ben Briska, that was my Rebbe's great-grandfather, he said, on Leil HaSeder, we open up with Hachnosas Orchim, and the matzahs are very expensive, you know. He says the following, that because this is the night of Geula, and it says, Tzion b'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveh b'tztokah, Pasuk in Yeshaya, that Shaveh B'Tztaka, that will return to the land through Tztaka. Therefore, on this night of Geula, we want to bring about the ultimate Geula V'Shaveh B'Tztaka, so we get involved in the mitzvah of Tztaka and Achnos Sorchim and Chesed. Is Aleph Rek the Shaila? Everybody asks, but Lushitascha, in Brisk, we don't do a mitzvah because. So what are you telling me we're going to do a mitzvah because this is going to bring Mashiach? That's Lushitas Chavad, that's not Lushitas Brisk. So the answer, I believe, lies here. Because the mitzvah is geula. The mitzvah is not limited just to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The trouble is that in our day, we have a fraction, we have only a part of the mitzvah. We don't have the full mitzvah. We're only able to be mekayim the praises of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we can't recite the praises for the ultimate geula. So our mitzvah today of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is an incomplete mitzvah. Says the Beis HaLevi, according to this interpretation, that on this night, we should do whatever we can to bring about the geula in order to expand the mitzvah itself so that the mitzvah can be fulfilled in its complete form. Is Mimela mentioning the Yotros, is Shir Chadosh, and Midrashim Chadoshim Hegan Aranidos Vosai, at the time of Shuri, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring about the end of the four Golios, that means that when the mitzvah includes not just the Geula of the past from Mitzrayim, but also the Geula Sida of the Achris HaYomim, that's why we open up the door and we say, Shfo Chavoscha Lagoyim Hashelo Yedoucha. Or, for example, in the Brach of Gol Yisrael, we say, Kein Yagienu Hashem Elkeinu L'Moadim U'L'Golam Acherim. All these are now said as part of the Haggadah, B'Tars Tefillah, as a petition and asking a supplication to Hashem to bring about the ultimate Geula. But when the Geula will take place, those parts of the Haggadah will no longer be Tefillah, they won't be supplication, they'll be a part of the Mitzvah of Sipur. Because we're going to describe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out His wrath against the Goyim, and He judged them, and He saved us, and He brought us to Moadim Acherim, and to Eretz Yisrael, Lechol Sham and Azvachim and Pesachim. All this will become an integral part of the mitzvah of Sipur. Yeah.
It seems to me, though, that when Zoma's understanding of the Rabbanon was not that it meant Stam Gulula, because otherwise his question doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm just suggesting his question is from a pasuk. The pasuk says Lo Yomru. Oh, in other words, what
their shita is Yeinu Chinami. It says Mitzrayim, but that's because that's all we have right now. But when we have a bigger gula, so it'll be a bigger.
Correct, and that'll completely undermine the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the accusation of Ben Zoma against the Chachamim. And the Chachamim defended themselves by saying, no, it's not that we're kicking out Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiris Yetzrayim is always part of the mitzvah. But the mitzvah, Zechiris HaGeula, now that there's no complete Geula, we're limited to Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once we have the reality of the full Geula, then we can kind of the mitzvah, the shlemus, as right. The mitzvah of Sipra Gula. All right, Rabbi Bosai, let me not, I don't want to belabor this point because we have a lot to accomplish today. So if you have the pages that I photocopied, please take them out. I'm not going to read every line inside. By the way, I think you feel there are more pages on the... you didn't get them? Okay, maybe they got exhausted. I think I made enough copies, but in any event, maybe I didn't. The Rambam, in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, records the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says that Afal Pi She'ein Mitzvah Tzitzis Noheges Balayla, Korinosa Balayla, Mipnei She'yesh Ba Zikaron Yetzias Mitzrayim. The third parsha of Kriyat Shema, which is Parshas Vayomer, is read at night, even though there is no mitzvah of tzitzis, urisa ma'oso, to the exclusion of laila. So laila is lavzman tzitzis. Why then do we read the parasha of tzitzis? Says the Ram for a different reason. At night we read the parasha of Hayomer, not because of the element of tzitzis, but rather because of the element of zikaron yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam adds the punchline. U'mitzvah lahazkir yitzias Mitzrayim bayom u'balayla. The Rambam embraces the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Zayin ben Zoma that the mitzvah applies both by day and by night. And the implication of the Rambam is that according to the Chachamim, we're going to have to rack our brains and figure out why we recite Vayomer at night. Maybe that third parsha reflects the shita that Laila's man sits. I don't know. Or maybe the Chacham would omit the third parsha at night. But be that as it may, we paskin like Ben Zoma and call the Rabbos Laila, and therefore we're going to recite Vayomer at night, not because of tzitzis, but rather because of Zechiris Mitzrayim. And the Rambam is outspoken, mitzvah lahazkir yitzis Mitzrayim. So they all ask the question, you'll take a look at the bottom in the footnotes, a long list of who's listening, the Achronim, the Prima Gadim, the Keren Oira, the Minchas Chinuch, the Osameach, etc., etc. Why does the Rambam omit Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim from his Taryag Mitzvahs, from the count of the Taryag? And if you'll argue that the Rambam doesn't accept that there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Mitzrayim, the Rambam says so black and white. Why didn't he count it in the Tariq mitzvahs? And Reb Chaim Brisker has two different approaches to answer this question. Let's go through them one by one. The first approach of Reb Chaim is based on the Rambam in what we call the Shroshim. You know, the Rambam, besides enumerating and counting the 613, he did an even more profound work, and that is his Shroshim. I mean, we could literally spend years, you know, trying to go through the Shroshim. In order to go through the Shroshim Rambam, you have to know Kol Torah Kula. You know, it's you know, unless you're Mamish Shasi, don't even take a stab at it. But okay, so we want to focus on Shoresh Gimel. In Shoresh Gimel, which he refers to here at the end of the paragraph, Shamati, the Rambam codifies the following rule, the following prerequisite for being accepted or admitted into the college of Tarag mitzvahs, and that is, it's got to be a mitzvah l'doros, as opposed to a mitzvah that has a termination. If a mitzvah has a moment of termination, now it could be, you could have a mitzvah that, let's say, starts at time T1, and then it's suspended during time T2, and then it's picked up again and reactivated time T3. That's a mitzvah l'doros. Like, for example, the Rambam codifies all the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash and the Karbonos, etc., etc., the Avodah, because even though there's a period of Jewish history where there is no Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't mean we undermine the mitzvah. Again, we have no ability to implement the mitzvah. We can't fulfill the avodah, the karbanos, etc., etc. But that doesn't mean that the mitzvah is being undermined. So therefore, those mitzvahs qualify as mitzvos lidoros, even though they might be suspended for various reasons, certain barriers that prevent us from implementing those mitzvahs during periods of time. But if you have a mitzvah that at a period of time is going to terminate, it doesn't matter when that period of time is, but if it's going to be nekar, if there's going to be a hafka, a removal of that mitzvah at some point in time, that's called a mitzvah l'doros, according to the Rambam Shorash Gimel. It will not be counted in the Taryag. Says Reb Chaim, I have an example of this Shorash Gimel, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That mitzvah will have a termination point when? Bimos HaMashiach. What do you mean, Bimos HaMashiach? But the Chachamim Paskin, that Kol Yemei Chayecha, Lahavi, Limos HaMashiach. Ah, says Reb Chaim, who do we Paskin like? Not like the Chachamim, but rather like Rav Elazar Azariah ben Zoma, that the Kol Yemei Chayecha is coming to include Leilos. The call, therefore, is not to include Yemos HaMashiach. In other words, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will terminate, because keep in mind, this shita amongst the Chacham, I don't mean the Chacham shita, amongst the Tanoim, is that the mitzvah is specifically Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk in Yirmiyah clearly states that that mitzvah will terminate. We don't have a pasuk call there for Rabbah Osimos HaMashiach. We're left with a mitzvah lidoros that at one point in time will terminate. And how do I know that the Rambam paskins like Ben Zoma and like Rav Elazar ben Azariah? Maybe the auction is going to come along and he's going to say, nay, the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. Oh, the answer is because the Rambam paskins that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is both by Yom and Balayla. The Chachamim use the word call in Mos HaMashiach. They don't have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by Laila. But the Rambam justifies the recitation of Hayom in the third parasha at night because, says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim both by Yom u'Balayla, paskining like Ben Zoma and like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And therefore, he doesn't have the word call l'Rabos l'Mos HaMashiach, and the mitzvah is not applicable at the time of Mashiach. It becomes a mitzvah hanoheges l'shah and not l'doros, and enon nimnos b'mitzvahs taryag. Beautiful, beautiful approach, very original, Reb Chaim. There are so many answers to this question of the Rambam's omission of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias, but this is a true original answer. However, Reb Chaim offered a second answer. Maybe you'll insist that the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. The Rambam says that the mitzvah is even Balayla. Maybe he holds that according to Chachamim, there's a mitzvah both by Yom or Balayla as well. I don't know. It's not clear to me why Reb Chaim felt compelled to give a second answer. Usually when Tosfos says Inami, you know, you try to figure out what was bad with the first answer. Here, I think he's holding that maybe the Chacham would also agree that there is a mitzvah at night. Alternatively, maybe Reb Chaim was wondering about a mitzvah that will terminate at the point of Yemos HaMashiach. Does that make it into a mitzvah l'shah? Maybe that's not enough. Reb Chaim's second answer, however, is the answer that we want to really focus our attention on, because it's a shed of light on so much of what we've been doing over the last few weeks as we come to the end of Perek Aleph of Masech de Brochus. Reb Chaim says the following. You know why the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because there is no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It just doesn't exist. The mitzvah is Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. That's the mitzvah. And that mitzvah the Rambam counts. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah unto itself, It's not an independent mitzvah, but rather it's part and parcel of a greater mitzvah called Kabbalas Ol Malchu Shamayim. And if you turn to page 2, Reb Chaim spells this out based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah wants to know, Minayin Sha'omrim Malchus. Where is the source in the Torah for Malchus? Later the Gemara is going to say, Minayin Sha'omrim Zichronos, Minayin Sha'omrim Shofros. But right now, Minayin, what's the source in the Torah for Malchus? And of all psukim in the Torah, for Malchus, and we have many psukim that mention Hashem's Malchus, this one is a very strange pasuk. The pasuk says, Rabbi Omer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and the very next part of the pasuk is, Ubachodesh Hashvi, etc., etc., the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. And there's no mention of Malchus in this pasuk. Obviously, the mathematical conclusion that we must derive, whether we like it or not, is that Malchus Hashem is written in the pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Those three words are the code words, the magical formula for Malchus. And we have to accept on Rosh Hashanah, and every day as well, Malchus Shamayim, that's called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And the key to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And therefore, when we read the parasha of Vayomer, and we get to the very last pasuk in that parasha, the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzeisicha, Asher Otzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that is a reference to Ol Malchus Shamayim. And I would like to add a little bit, if I can, to embellish this idea. Look at the last three words in that pasuk. It says, Lios Lachem Lelokim. Those three words mean, I think, that God took us out of Mitzrayim in order to make us His servants. He is the sovereign ruler, and we accept His dominion upon ourselves. That's called Lios Lachem Lelokim. We were Avadim to Avadim, and Hashem takes us out of Mitzrayim, and what's the goal and the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Lios Lachem Lelokim. So God declares, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your Melech. And we say, well, you took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we terminated the state of being Avadim L'Avadim. We entered into a new state of Avdus L'Hashem, and that's Lios Lachem L'Elokim. The word Elokim means the sovereign ruler. And therefore, when we recite Parshas Vayomer, we are fulfilling the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore, it comes out that according to Reb Chaim, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah unto itself, but rather it's part and parcel of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore, the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim from the counting of Taryag, because this mitzvah is a form of a fulfillment of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim by mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the fascinating thing is that if you take a look at Rashi now, Rashi is Meir Einayim. I mean, we could have literally missed up on this Rashi and blinked. Rashi says, on the first Rashi on that Mishnah, Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, says Rashi, where? Parshas Tzitzis B'Kriyachma. Rashi is saying that you could mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, you could talk and express your thanks and your praise to Hashem for having taken us out of Mitzrayim, but that's not enough. Rashi says that this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim has to take on a specific form, and it's only going to be fulfilled by reading Parshas Tzitzis B'Kriyat Shema. And Rashi embellishes it. V'afal pifrek Rashi akasha. Ein lailos man tzitzis. Why are we reciting this parsha of tzitzis at night? After all, lailo lavs man tzitzis sivurisim oso, etc. Says Rashi, omrim oso balaila. The reason why we recite the parsha vayomer at night is mipnei yitzias mitzrayim sheba. Is because of that element of yitzias mitzrayim. So the Rambam doesn't count the mitzvah of Zechiras Mitzrayim in Tayag. It's not a mitzvah unto itself. It's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. It's an integral part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And I want to point out to you the footnote here. Again, it's a gigantic footnote, number 4, that goes on from page Bet all the way to the end of page Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And we're not going to go through this entire footnote, but a few salient points that were very geschmack to me, very tasty. First of all, he quotes a mechilta. This is a world-class mechilta in Parshas Yisro. The mechilta offers a mashal. A king comes into the town. For the first time, he visits the townsfolk in a village. And the villagers come out to greet the king, you know, with tupim mecholos. They're singing his praises, and they say, we want to be mekabel your gzeros. Give us your decrees, your law, and we will fulfill them. And the melech responds, and he says, wait a minute. Before you want to be mekabel my gzeros, first be mekabel my malchus. There are two parts, and there's a very significant sequence. First, there's Kabbalah's Malchus, and then there's Kabbalah's Gzeros. And if you look in the Mechilta, when the Mechilta wants to demonstrate this concept of Kabbalah's Malchus, which has to predate the Kabbalah's Gzeros, the Mechilta quotes the pasuk which begins the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Al Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Again, the same words, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim. You know, all the Mefarshim ask, why did Hashem identify himself as the God who took the people out of Mitzrayim? Why not the God who created the heavens and the earth? But the answer is that the first mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibros is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, is Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. And that's what the Mechilta says, that the Melech responds to the townsfolk and tells them, first be Mekabel my Malchus, and that's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Good. But how does God identify Himself? Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. What is the essence of Kabbalas Malchus? How does that Kabbalas Malchus express itself? By mentioning the fact that God took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the essence of Kabbalas Malchus. And that answers the question of the Mefarshim, Ibn Ezra and others, why it doesn't say, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha Shebarasi Es HaOlam. Hazkaras Yetzias Mitzrayim is here as an integral, essential part of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. And then, the next paragraph is absolutely fascinating. The question is, we have a mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet, we also have a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. These mitzvahs seem to be redundant or repetitive. And here in this paragraph, he mentions five fundamental differences between the two. Number one, mitzvah Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is a daily mitzvah. Not only daily by day, but even at night. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim apparently is only one night the entire year. And that's Leil Tesvav B'Nisan. Point number two, Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is Hazkara Kol Dehu. Just simply mention the fact that God took us out of Mitzrayim. Where Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim includes Pirut HaNisim VaNiflos. We have to go into detail about all the miracles that took place when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Number three, the mitzvah of Zechira is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim to oneself. Where Sipur requires Sipur Lebanim VeGadat LeBincha. Number four, the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias is not a mitzvah unto itself, but rather it's part and parcel of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Whereas the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah unto itself, the nafkamina is that when the Rambam counts the mitzvahs in Taryag, he omits the mitzvah of Zechira, but he counts the mitzvah of Sipur. And number five, the mitzvah of Zechira does not engender a chiyuv amiras shevach vodoya. Whereas in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say lefichach anachnu chayovim lahodos lahal etc. etc. And that is a mitzvah of shevach vodoya. And if you move on to page Gimel again in the footnote, you'll see in the second paragraph that he expands upon the second difference in the five differences, namely pirut hanisim vaniflos, and he shows you that according to the Tosefta, according to the Yerushalmi, we should mention Makas Bechoros, we should mention Kriyas Yamsuf, All these details have to be included in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Sipur is not just a mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's a pirut. We go into detail about all the nisim and niflaos. And then, with regard to the third difference, which is Sipur Lebanim, he goes on to say that even if you don't have a son, is the Braisa says, and we have it in the Agodah Shel Pesach, is Shoel Es Atzmo Manishtana, that he should ask himself a Manishtana. Meaning the whole methodology of Sipur is in a question and answer form. It's basically a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah is an educational experience which is highlighted by a question and answer. When you have a question, then it's easier to learn the answer. The answer becomes really an integral part, and you basically internalize the answer because it came as an answer to a question. We're very curious about the question, and the answer is so powerful. In the balance of this presentation, he goes through the mitzvah of Hallel, where the Hallel is a mitzvah unto itself, whether it's part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not for us now. In any event, getting back to page Dalet here, if you can turn your page, when the Rambam writes Pa'amim, this is at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Pa'amim b'chol yom korin Kriyas Shema Amahu korin sholosh parshios v'eluhem Shema v'hoyim Shemoim v'yomer, and the Rambam writes that all these three parshios are integrated to form one whole, which is called Kriyat Shema. And it's crystal clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah d'oraisa includes all three parshios. And even though, and this is all mentioned in footnote number 6, there were those, the Pri Chadash and others, who tried to reinterpret the Rambam, that only the first two parshios are d'oraisa, and the third is only the Rabbanon, nevertheless, all the Achronim disagree, and it's simple, straightforward pshat in the Rambam that all three parshios, including the third, Vayomer, are d'oraisa. But then we get back to the basic question. Why should the third parsha be d'oraisa? Bishleim, in the first two parshios, the Torah says, b'shalbucha uvkumecha. But in the third parsha, there's no mention of b'shalbucha uvkumecha. The parsha basically addresses itself to the mitzvah of tzitzis, and at the end of the parsha, anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. But why does that become a mitzvah d'oraisa to read that parsha? I understand very well the first two parshas, but why the third parsha? And the answer is because the mitzvah is not reading parshios. The mitzvah is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim through the reading of parshios. And since we need a parsha that includes Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Malchus means, I Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim, I am your king, I am your melech. That's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim through Yitzira, through Azkaras, Geulas Mitzrayim. We have to find a parsha through which we could fulfill the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And that is the mitzvah d'oraisa that includes not just the first two parshios, but the third parsha as well. And therefore the Rambam writes, Achakach Parshas Tzitzis. After he reads the first two parshas, the Rambam says he should read Parshas Tzitzis. Shegam hi yesh bat tzivui zechiras kol ha-mitzvos. We mention in the parsha of Tzitzis that we should remember all the mitzvos, right? Tzitzis is a remembering of all the mitzvos. No, but so why, the Rambam asks, should we read this parsha of Tzitzis at night? In Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, Afal Pishayin Mitzvah Tzitz Noheges Balayla, Korin Oso Balayla Mnei Sheyesh Ba Zichron Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mitzvah Lahaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Bayom, Ubalayla. In other words, the Rambam says that there are two different halachas over here. One halacha is that Vayomer, the third parasha, is Doraisa. But number two, that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of Kriyat Shema, as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, is the cause that generates the chiyuv to say Vayomer at night. If we only had the parsha of Tzitzis, that would justify reciting Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, reciting the parsha of Tzitzis in the daytime. But now that there's a mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim through Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to recite Vayomer not just because of the mitzvah of tzitzis, because again, tzitzis ain't an oheges balayla, but rather because of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is incorporated in the third parasha, the parasha of tzitzis, and that's Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Again, why at night do we have to read the entire parasha? Why not just abridge it and read the last parasha?
Don't you fulfill your obligation of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim in the first parasha? Isn't that the whole purpose of the first parasha?
But there's no mention of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Torah is telling us.
But the whole purpose of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim is to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. You already did it.
No, but there are many different elements in Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, one of which is to declare that I accept the Malchus Hashem because He took me out of Mitzrayim. And that element can only be fulfilled when we read a parasha that mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. Does it have to be this parasha? That's going to be our sugya. There are many, many other parashas in the Torah that mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But before we get to that, I want to show you something on page Hey. Does everybody have that? Page Hey. He says the following. Shachris, we have two different reasons for incorporating the recitation of the third parsha in Kriyat Shema. Number one, because of the mitzvah of tzitzis, because tzitzis is the zechira of all the mitzvahs that are reflected in tzitzis. And number two, because zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah which must be fulfilled as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim within the context of Kriyat Shema. In the case of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, we drop one of the two reasons and we're left with only one reason. That's what he says on the top of page Hey, that with regard to Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, mitzvahs, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim through Vayomer is just simply Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Levada. That's the only reason why Parsha Shlishis, the Parsha Vayomer of Tzitzis, is part and parcel of Kriyat Shema. Because we have no Tzitzis at night, but we have Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim at night, just as we do during the day. And it's very interesting that in footnote number 14, which I think we'll come back to page Hey in just a minute, but if you could fast forward to page Vav and take a quick peek at footnote number 14, which is the bottom right on page Vav, he points out that the Gemara didn't really know from the get-go that the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim has to be fulfilled through the parsha of Vayomer. And in the Hava Mina, the Gemara really thought that mitzvahs Kriyat Shema should be fulfilled through parsha Tzitzis for any number of reasons, without mentioning Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as the focal point, as the highlight of Parshas Vayomer. And it's only b'maskana that we know that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim equals Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. That's when the Gemara is going to reject all the other explanations which would have Vayomer as the third parsha of Kriyat Shema because of Tzitzis. So, for example, if you take a look at the Gemara right before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Parshas Tzitzis mibnei makov uha. Why was Parshas Tzitzis chosen as the third parsha of Kriyat Shema? And the Gemara answers, mibnei sheyesh ba chamisha dvarim. And the first of the five is mitzvahs tzitzis. And then the Gemara goes on to Yitzis Mitzrayim, to Old Mitzvahs, Das Minim, Hir Avera, Hir Avodah Zarah. And apparently the Gemara thinks that the fact that there's a mitzvah of Tzitzis, which is presented by the Torah in the third parasha, that's the reason why it was chosen, one of the five dimensions of the parasha, why it was chosen to be the third parasha of Kriyat Shema. Again, that's not really going to satisfy us, because it's true that the mitzvah of tzitzis is written in this third parasha, and that mitzvah is a mitzvah noheges bayom, but that's not going to help explain why we read the third parasha at night. And at this point, the Gemara doesn't yet appreciate the centrality of the third parasha as, forget about the mitzvah of tzitzis, as Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Take a look at footnote number 14. He says, "Hallo anu korim es parshas vayomer." We just presented the thesis that the essence of parshas vayomer and the reason why it's incorporated into Kriyat Shema is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Gemara gives other reasons. The Gemara gives the reason of tzitzis, the chiras kolan mitzvahs. He says, "V'yesh lomar." On the third line, the hanimuk shel zechiras kol mitzvos v'sharat dvar maklulim beparshas tzitzis ba besugya liachar shakel v'tarya benidon parshas bolok. Later on, the Gemara is going to have a whole diun. I mean, actually, it appears a little bit early in the sugya. But why parshas bolok, which mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, cannot be chosen for the third parsha of Kriyat Shema? It's only at that point that the Gemara pinpoints the element of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. Right now, the Gemara thinks that since Tzitzis is a Zechira of all mitzvahs, it should be chosen as the third parsha because that's Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. But ultimately, at the final maskot, in the final maskot of the Gemara, the reason why the third parsha was chosen is not because of tzitzis. Haraya, at night we're going to read that third parsha, even though there is no tzitzis, but rather because of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim through Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now go back, if you will, to page 5, to page Hey, and he says the following. This is a brilliant diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam, you'll see on the fifth line down from the top of the paragraph Kasher, is the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. And the Rambam says the following. Yetzias Mitzrayim kinui l'pashas tzitzis. Whenever you talk about the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, what you're really referring to is the parsha of tzitzis as part and parcel of Kriyat Shema. And that's exactly what Rashi says over here when he says, Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim balelos, parsha tzitzis b'Kriyat Shema. So the Rambam spells it out for us. Shenemar ba, what's written in the parsha of tzitzis that mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim and justifies this parasha as the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, says the Rabbi Vasvar No Senes Shlo Yikru HaParasha Zos Belayla Ki HaKosev Omer Isim Oso, meaning if you'll argue that the essence of this parasha is tzitzis and that's why it was incorporated into Kriyat Shema, that won't justify reading this parasha Balaila, because the Torah says Verisim Oso, and there's no tzitzis Balaila. The answer is Lule, if not for the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim Sheniz Karba, the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the third parasha, that's why we're going to read it, and that's why it becomes part and parcel of Yetziah, of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, of the mitzvah of Kabbalas, O Malchus Shamayim. And that's what's implicit in the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, lo zachisi ladas haremes shenirvas because of Kriyas Parshas Tzitzis. I never understood how I can justify the recitation of Parshas Tzitzis at night in the context of Kriyat Shema. Ashadarsha ben Zoma, when ben Zoma taught us that the word kol includes Zechiras Yetzias Balayla, now I know why Kriyat Shema is going to be fulfilled even at night through the reading of the third parasha. But now we ask ourselves the following question. If Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is the reason why we read the third parasha, if Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is an expression of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim, why do we have to read the entire parasha of Tzitzis? Why not just express, Hashem, you took us out of Mitzrayim, that should be enough. That's the paragraph that starts, L'chora Bizchira B'Alma. And the answer is, because since Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a mitzvah unto itself, but rather it's part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, therefore Zechira B'Alma is not sufficient. The mitzvah of Kabbalas Olmach Hashemayim can only be fulfilled by reading a parsha kiksava, by reading an entire parsha. You can't just express in your own words, God, you took us out of Mitzrayim. That would not be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, had the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim been an independent mitzvah unto itself, it would have been counted by the Rambam in the Taryag, then all you have to do is mention Bezchira B'Alma, that Hashem, you took us out of Mitzrayim. But now that we're saying there is no mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim unto itself, but rather Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of a greater mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, that mitzvah could only be fulfilled by reading a parsha, Kiksava Ukilashona, the way the parsha is formulated in the Torah. So we have to read specific words from the Torah. And not only that, and this he points out on page Vav, it's not enough to read the last line, the last verse in the parsha. I have to read the entire parsha. Why do I have to read the entire parsha? And then the Gemara says, well, why not read the Parsha of Balak and many other Parshios that have within it, like Ribbis and Mishkolos, that have within it a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why did they choose the Parsha of Vayomer? And Lechora, the Gemara itself is, as we discussed last week, is working with a premise that it was the Chachamim who decided to choose the third Parsha. But the Rambam himself says that the mitzvah of Kriyas Parsha Tzitzis, the third parsha, is Doraisa. What's Mipnei Makov Ua? Why did the Chachamim decide that we should be reading this parsha? Why did they point their finger and isolate, single out the parsha of Vayomer? Why not Parshas Mishkolos, Ribbis, and Balak? The answer is beautiful. Because the Torah doesn't say what is the third parasha that we have to read. The Torah says that we need Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim through Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim mitzvah, L'man Tizkaras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, is part and parcel of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Any parasha will do. Of course, we have to read a parasha. But what parasha would qualify? Loved after Vayomer. Does the Torah say anywhere that it has to be Vayomer? It has to be a parsha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Any parsha that mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim is a good, valid candidate for the third parsha of Kriyat Shema to fulfill Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim through Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the answer is that Chachamim, they themselves are going to choose this parsha. If a person would read a different parsha in the Torah that mentions Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe he would fulfill his mitzvah. I don't know, at least on a Doraisa level. But the Chachamim opted for this particular parsha. And just like the Gemara says that you can't, if Balak, the Gemara says, why don't we read Balak? Because the Torah Hatzibur, you know, it's a long parsha. So the Gemara says, well, why do you have to read the entire parsha? Just read, you know, Am Kelavi Mi Kimenu, that says that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And the answer is, says the Gemara, because Kol Parsha Lo Paski Moshe Anan Lo Paskinon. We cannot read part of a parsha. When the mitzvah is to read a parsha, we have to read the parsha in its entirety. And in the case of Parshas Balak, it's too long to read the parsha in its entirety. You and I would be out of there. We'd be flying out of there. We can't read the whole parsha. We got to get to work, right? We got to watch the clock. The Gemara says, okay, so we have to read the whole parsha, and Balak is not a good candidate because it's too long. Nu, lema parshas Ribbis, parshas Mashkolos, tiksiv bahu Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara answers that parshas Tzitzis was chosen because it has a number of different elements, multifaceted parsha that has in it many different elements that fit into and express the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. But again, I emphasize, and it's a beautiful point, that although the Gemara uses the language Lava Kavua, which sounds like it's a rabbinic invention here, the Rabbanan established the reading of the third parasha, and yet the Rambam counts Vayomer, the third parasha, as Doraisa, there's no steer at all. Because although it's true that the third parsha is Doraisa, it didn't have to be this particular parsha. It doesn't say in Parshas Vayomer B'Shalvachav Kumecha. The Rabbanan could have easily have chosen a different parsha as the third parsha of Kriyas Shema. The Torah itself requires a third parsha. But the nature and the character of that third parsha is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Any parsha that includes Zechiras Yetzias will do. And any parsha is a valid candidate as long as it has within it Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Lama Kavua, when the Rabbanan had so many different choices, so many different candidates, why did they choose this one? But again, important is that it's got to be a Parsha Bishlemus. And if you take a look on page Zion, I underlined the third line, I think, did it come out in the photocopy, the third line? Be'ikar ha'alocha shel parsha shlisha shel kriyash ma'nemar ki odom yotzi lechova sechir sitzitzrayim shenaseis legufa shel kriyash ma bechol parsha u'parsha metapelis b'schirizu. In other words, within the constellation of Kabbalas Omal Chushamayim, we are obligated to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalas Omal Chushamayim, Ani Hashem Elokeich Meshem Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, as we saw in the Mechilta of the first Pasuk in, and the introduction to the Aseres HaDibros, but any parsha that deals with Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim would be a fulfillment of this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as part and parcel of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. And therefore, even though the third parsha is Doraisa, nevertheless, Yesod Dina V'Chalosa, the essence and the status of the third parsha is anchored in the halacha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is integrated into Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. Therefore, why does it have to be Vayomer? There are other parshios that deal with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Omnom kenu shemitzvah zechiras yitzrayim is kayemes al yidei tosefes parasha. We have to add a third parasha to the second, to the first and the second parashas. But in that mitzvah of third parasha, we have to fulfill zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. And lo kava haTorah parashas vayomer likuva. The Torah nowhere established that the third parsha is absolutely indispensable. That Vayomer as the third parsha is absolutely indispensable. The Torah never limited it to this or singled out this particular parsha, but rather Chiva Osanu Lahazkir Yitzis Tzrayim B'Kriyachma Al Yidei Amiras Parsha Kiksova UKilshona V'Chol Parsha UParsha Sheyesh Bo Yitzis Mitzrayim Yechol L'Shamish Lanu B'Tor Parsha Shlishes B'Kriyachma. Could be Bolak, could be Ribis, it could be Mashkolos, and that's what the sugya wants. However, if you'll ask me, but Lama Lanu Lamar Kola Parsha? Why do we have to read the entire Parsha? Why not just skip to the last pasuk in the Parsha? Okay, during the day, I want to recite the entire Parsha because I want to mention Tzitzis, which is Kabbalah's Gzerosai, it's a Zechira to all the mitzvahs. But at night when Lila's Lavzman Tzitzis, why do you force me to read the entire Parsha? And the answer is, in the next paragraph, that we are required to read the entire parsha because kol parsha lo paski Moshe, anan lo paskinon. And here's where the Rav says what we discussed last week, based on the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah in the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah establishes that kol psuka de lo paski Moshe, anan lo paskinon. That if there would be a reason, which Shmuel, if you remember, insists in Megillah Chaf Beis to split a pasuk into two halves and recite only half of a pasuk. Like, for example, in the Ma'amados, when they read the Parsha of Bereishis Bara Elokim, and they wanted to separate between the five psukim that came before Rakia and the sixth pasuk, which is Rakia, and they had to separate that into two different olim or two different korim. They wanted to split the pasuk in half. The Gemara says, no, we can't do such a thing, because kol psuka d'lo paski Moshe anan lo paskinon. Here in our sugya, the Gemara establishes kol parsha d'lo paski Moshe anan lo paskinon. What is it? Is it that we can't split a pasuk, or we can't split a parsha? So I don't know, you have page Ches? How far did I photocopy? No. I think I ran out of paper. Okay, so I'll just mention to you just one little point here. It's not so little, it's a major point here on page Ches. And with that we'll conclude. He says the following, that there are two different halachas here, and they should be separated one from the other. One pasuk is, one halacha is that we're not allowed to be mafsik a pasuk in half. And that's an isur, because that really changes the whole meaning of a pasuk when you split it and cut it in half. And then, there's a separate halacha, which is not an isur per se, he says, a kium of reading a parsha kiksava kilashona. And here there's an additional halacha, even if you're not cutting up psukim, you can't even cut up the parsha, because the Torah was given not just as psukim, but it's also given as parshios. Says the Rav, that's the difference between the sugya Megillah and the sugya Brachos. The sugya Megillah is talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. And with regard to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, there's halacha of psukim. And the Rav has an interesting proof, because the Gemara establishes in Bava Kama that Meikara, the original Takana, was Chad Gavra, we call up only one person to the Torah, and he reads Tlosa Psukim, three Psukim. Inami Talsa Gavri, Talsa Psukim. That we call up three people to the Torah, we read three Psukim. But everything is about Psukim. And that's the subject of the Gemara Megillah Chaf Beis, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, therefore called Psuka de lo paskavashi, anan lo paskina. That's an Iser to cut a Pasuk in half. Masha'en kein awas sugyin brachos in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Here we're not talking about a mitzvah of reading psukim, but rather we're talking about a mitzvah of reading parshios. And therefore the Gemara says that kol parshi, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah of reading a parsha, you have to read the parsha in its entirety, and nothing less will do. And therefore to read only, isolating only those psukim that mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, although logically, conceptually, that would be justified, because your mitzvah here of Kabbalah Olmach Shemayim is just by mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, but we have a barrier, we have something that prevents us from doing that. We're not allowed to focus on certain psukim within the parsha, because the halacha is that we can't change the way the Torah was given. And the Torah was given in this specific way with an entire parsha, therefore we cannot cut the parsha in half. But there, there's no mitzvah of reading a parsha. Only in Kriyat Shema is there a mitzvah of reading a parsha. With regard to Malchus, the mitzvah is to read psukim. With regard to shofros, to read psukim. Now, if you have, I don't have a machzor in front of me, but if there are any psukim that are read in an incomplete form, then we would apply the principle of kol psukim lo paska Moshe anan lo paskino. And by the way, you should know that some people will read a machzor bal peh. Again, I don't know if you know any people like that, but some people know the tefillah so well, they'll read it by heart and they won't look into a machzor. I'm not sure if that's the right thing to do, because we should be reading psukim mitoch haksav, meaning that there's a fundamental difference between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. Torah shebichsav was given mitoch haksav. For example, if somebody reads Kriyat Shema bal peh, that's not really the way to read Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema should be read mitoch haksav, because it's a parasha in the Torah. And for that matter, psukim for sure should be read inside, because it's a pasuk in the Torah. I'm not pasketing for you, but I'm just saying that...
It's from the heart, so...
Right, but I'm just saying that here, the mitzvah is not just prayer. The mitzvah is to read psukim through the psukim, because what's the whole point of Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros? That's not for us today, but we want to show that HaKadosh Baruch, we're not just praying, we are demanding, God, that Kaviyochol, that you fulfill your promises. You wrote the Torah. I didn't author the Torah. And in your own divine Torah, it says that you will be bringing about the day in which Malchus Shamayim is a reality. You will remember our great past, that's the Chronos, and you will have a shofar that's gonna be the clarion call to bring about the Mashiach. We have to prove to Hashem not just that we want Malchi Zichron Shofos, but that you, Kaviyochol, are committed to bringing about this reality. Haraya, Azoy State and Pasuk. So our tefillah in Zichronos Malchus Shofros is to recite psukim in the Torah, and therefore we have to be very careful not to alter the way these psukim were transmitted by Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Now, if you want to pray to Hashem and you find the most eloquent prayer is the prayers of Tanakh, that's a different story. Then you're right, then it's only the Torah's tefillah. For example, and I think I mentioned this last week, when we recite, as we did yesterday, the Midos of Rachamim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we end up with the word Venake. That's half a pasuk. But the answer is that the mitzvah is not to read Psukim, the mitzvah is to read Midos. And Venake is the last of the 13 Midos. Or for example, on Shavuos we read the Torah in such a way that if we read Losinov as a pasuk, and we stop, how can we do such a thing? We're cutting a pasuk in half. But the answer is we're not reading it b'toras psukim, but b'toras dibros. And if Losinov is a dibra unto itself, then we're allowed to stop there because we're not reading it as psukim. In other words, whenever we're reading Torah, we have to be careful not to alter the transmission of the Mesoras HaTorah the way it was given. Dvarim Shebaal Peh. For example, the very fact that we're reading Mishnayos and Gemara from a ksav, from a written work, is a violation of an Isser. We're not allowed to do that. And the Gemara establishes that Rebbe, when he authored the Mishnah, was Eis Lassus Hashem Eferis Torah Secha, because Torah Sheval Peh was being forgotten. But the true Mesorah of Torah Sheval Peh is just that. It's got to be an oral transmission, not b'ksav, but Baal Peh. So to write it down and commit it to writing is undermining the way the Mesorah was. And in the case of Torah Shebichsav, we have to read it mitoch haksav, because reading it Baal Peh is not the way it was given. It was given Bichsav. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. And if you're interested in going a little bit further in this, he covers the sugya at the end of this parak on Daf Yud Gimel, and we can photocopy that today or whenever you'd like for the shir on Wednesday in Mitzvah. Okay, then?
How does covering your eyes when you say
that? I hear your point. No, you're saying that we're dafka reading the first pasuk Baal Peh, even though we're reading it as part of the parasha of Kriya. Excellent question. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think the Isser is because you might make a mistake on the psukim. I think the Isser is because you're altering the way the Torah was given. So even if you know the psukim by heart,
you hear it all the time. They give
a okay. Maybe again, I'm not passing a welcome for you, but
right.
You're not reading. Okay. I'll believe that. I'll have to answer George's question. It's better than my answer, you know. How are you, Rabbi?
Good.
Oh, Shalom Aleichem, Yechiel. Wow. When did you come back to the Holy Land?
I came back on Thursday, but I've been so off schedule because we spent two nights in a row on an airplane, so we can have our own craziness. But we didn't have.
So did you do some touring?
Well, it wasn't